I guess the simplest way to explain it is it's like taking a number remotely, and then it gets your place in line. It allows customers to manage branch visits based on current wait time, so they can use their computer or phone to contact us and hold their place in line remotely. If you don't have a cell phone, you can just use your home phone, too. All they have to do is sign in at michigan.gov/SOS and then go to the branch office locator and click the Get in Line online button, and they'll be in line. It's just so much easier and better for people that have such busy lives. It's part of our ongoing efforts to improve convenience because we do understand that people have very busy lives and we want to do our best to be responsive. We're down 25% staff from where we were 10 years ago. So we needed to get innovative, and we think this will be an innovation that will be very helpful. We're phasing it in right now at our 10 busiest offices. So, and if you don't have a phone, you still can use it. You just come into the branch office, one of the 10, and we'll have a special kiosk where customers can check in and get their place in line. And then if they want to run, get a gallon of milk or run an errand to the post office or the bank, it'll hold their place in line.
So someone could make an appointment to do what, for example?
Just about anything that we offer. Of course, the thing that most people get are tabs because they're annual.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage people to go on expresssos.com. You can apply for your tab on your birthday, and as long as you carry that receipt with you, we'll get you your tab and you're legal, so you don't have to spend your birthday with us anymore. We love to see you, but you probably do better off with your family and friends on your birthday.
Oh, sure.
So expresssos.com. But we still have a lot of people, like on the 8th year, you must come in for a new photo for your driver's license. However, on your 4th year, you can go online, too. So this is really to manage the lines that we have of people that have to come in or don't have computer services. If they don't, we're also working with the libraries across the state so people, again, still don't have to come in. But when they do, our lines, depending on, especially if it's a short work week, if there's been like the 4th of July and people are getting boat licenses and what have you, the lines can get quite a bit longer. So obviously when you have a long work week or a normal one, you're going to have shorter lines to begin with, but people will be able to check and see what fits their needs and then grab a number remotely and then go about their business for the day because it'll tell them how long the wait time is. And then if they do have a cell phone, we'll contact them by texting them or calling them, whatever they prefer, and letting them know about how much the wait time is. And if you're like me, I seem to get in the wrong line when it's checkout time.
Yeah, don't we all?
Takes a little longer than I thought. Well, so if you're text and told you're up in 5 minutes, you can simply push the letter M, and it means I need more time, and we'll still hold your place in line.
You know, I suspect that for most Michigan residents, the only time we really do interact with state government is through the Secretary of State, and it is more convenient now than it used to be with all the things that you can do online, but for those things that still have to be done in person, it can still take a long time, and it seems like it's always been that way. Why are these waits still a problem, and what else can you do to improve that customer experience?
I think the more we get out the information that we do have, expresssos.com, we don't have a large budget to get that information out. People that use it, we've had 4 million people use it. It's really cutting our lines down. And so this is a combination of using the online service where you print and go, as we call it. You don't have to wait. A lot of people, I even had a good friend that called me up and said she was in line. I said, well, why didn't you just go online? She goes, well, I didn't have time to wait to get my tab. Well, you don't have to just print the receipt and it's good to go. Getting out that information, we're working with most of the 600 libraries in the state of Michigan for those that don't have online services, so they can go there and print their receipt for their tab, and we'll mail them their tab. And then I think this is really going to be huge for the people that do have to come into one of our 131 branch offices. We're phasing it in on our 10 busiest. And then if we find that it's efficient and it works well for those larger offices, then we'll do a little pilot on some of our mid-size offices.